Thank you, Ellen.
Hi, everybody. Okay, I'm going to talk about the IPE, the APS, and the PSW. In that order. But first, the IPE. Integrated policy exercise. It is one of our signature events, activities at the Ford School, and I'm so excited to be teaching it for the second year in a row. It's a totally different topic, but I had so much fun last year that I thought, of course, I'll do it again. So we'll do it again. So for those of you who are first years, you're all required to take it. So you're looking forward to it. Second years, you are absolutely, and dual degrees who would be in your third year, you are absolutely welcome to take it as an elective for a second time. We welcome you, and we will do everything we can to make it every bit as exciting as your previous IPEs. So the IPE, again, is a role-playing simulation. It takes place over the course of 3 full days. This year, it is January 6th, 7th, and 10th, Monday, Tuesday, and Friday of the week that you'll be coming back from break. So please plan accordingly. You do need to be here at 9 a.m. on Monday, January 6th. Hopefully you've all received an email to that effect from the outstanding GSIs, Kelvin and Claire. If you haven't, you can yell at Kelvin and Claire, but I'm sure that you all got it. So, they will be holding office hours from here on out. Kelvin Monday 12 to 1, Claire Thursday 12 to 1. If you have any questions about the IPE, they have put together a great website, FordSchoolIPE.com. And when you go on there, you'll see that the IPE starts in only 55 days, which is not very long, so that's kind of exciting. There are also 2 fall workshops that you get to take, and the dates and times for those have been in the email that you got and are also on the website. Of course, every time we do this, somebody has conflicts that prevent them from doing any of the options that we offer. We understand that. There are backup plans if you need them, so contact Claire and Kelvin if you need accommodations made during either the fall or during the January simulation. I know some of you will have conflicts with the GSI training, so talk to us about that too. You may be, for those of you who didn't carefully read the email from Claire and Kelvin, the topic of this year's IPE is really, really cool. It's water diversion from the Great Lakes. There's a current application right now under review by a city, from a city in Wisconsin, Waukesha, Wisconsin, and it's being decided by a new governance entity called the Great Lakes Basin Compact. And it's a really, really interesting regional collaborative decision-making process. It's strange in the sense that the Canadians are and are not partners in various ways, and tons of stakeholders, lots of interesting issues. It will be a really great IPE, I think. So any questions, feel free to contact me, Claire, or Kelvin, and I look forward to seeing as many of you as possible for the IPE. All right, second, APS. APS is the Applied Policy Seminar. It is a project course where teams of typically 3 to 6 students undertake supervised consulting projects with real-world clients. So the supervising comes from me. The real-world clients are organizations that have an interest in working with Ford School students, have a real timely problem that they're working on, and we team up with the client, and the students do really interesting and important projects over the course of a semester. I see a couple of folks in the room who are currently working on APS projects. Can you guys raise your hands? Anybody has questions? Those are your... they have a wide range of experiences with their clients and their projects. One of the groups got to testify in Lansing before the House Commerce Committee, and the bill that they were testifying on actually passed the House unanimously and is in the Senate now. Very exciting. So anyway, you too can do great things through the Applied Policy Seminar. We will have at least one international project, at least one U.S. national, and several state and local. I'm still finalizing some of them, so I can't quite tell you exactly who they will be, but there will be a nice range of interesting projects, and if you have any questions about that, contact me. Okay, and then finally, I will talk about the PSW, Project Skills Workshop. So Project Skills Workshop is the alternative to a second IPE for those of you who do not care to participate, for those of you who are second years who don't care to participate in the IPE for a second time. You're welcome to take the Project Skills Workshop instead. It's a one credit half semester class. It meets for the first 7 Fridays from 1 to 2:30 the first half of the semester. Each class we have a different skill that we work on. This is an attempt to respond to both student interests and employers who say, yeah, Core School students, they're great at all sorts of things, but you know, there are a couple things that are just hard to learn in the classroom, like project management and like writing lengthy professional reports and like doing library research and so on. And so these are things that we cover in the Project Skills Workshop. It's also required for anybody who is taking the Applied Policy Seminar. This semester we have about half and half, so if you're not in the Applied Policy Seminar, don't worry, the course is still totally appropriate for you, and we try to, you know, make sure that all the activities are appropriate for people who are both doing APS and who are not. Anyway, it's an opportunity to learn some of these skills that both employers and alums have come back and told us they wish they had learned at the Ford School, and so this is your opportunity to learn that. So any questions about that, let me know. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Liz. I assume they can take the PSW. Even if they are also taking the IPE or not taking the APS. Anybody
Absolutely.
Is welcome.
Anybody can take the IPE. Anybody can take the PSW. If you are taking APS, you have to take PSW.